Welcome back to the Tokyo Fresh Podcast. My name is David. I'm here with Jordan.
That's me. I was looking at my phone.
I'm pretty good.
That's fine.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty decent.
So why change the habit of a lifetime where we're not prepared
whenever
we hit start?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, it makes it more spontaneous. I enjoy it a little bit more.
It's fair.
But I'm good, though. I'm good. I slept fucking amazingly well last night.
I did not.
Are you not? No, you good? What happened?
I don't know. I just like... No, you know what it was.
Go on.
Is I came home and ate that McDonald's and like did not drink any water or anything.
This is it.
Because when we went to the event last night, there's no food.
There's never food.
But they hand me a tall glass of fucking alcohol. Hell yeah, like, dude. Here, dude. Fucking here's your $10 drink.
Hell yeah, dude.
Plus,
yeah.
It's not actually $10. But
yeah.
I just fucking, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just drink that. Mm. So like by the time I get home, I'm like, oh, all I've had is alcohol. The past like 5 hours.
Yep.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Not good.
We were discussing yesterday about this art. So we went to the Artly event run by Ian. Love him. Love the events. Always a good time. I've not been to one in ages.
Yes.
Ages. Like months. 6 months now. So like going back to the event for the first time in 6 months, I was like, I know these guys. I'm sorry. Who the fuck is everyone else?
There's so many new people. Mm. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, so many new faces.
That's good though.
No, it's good. Fantastic. It's good to see. It means the event is going up. More people are turning out to the event. It was nice.
A lot of people who like not only are new to the event, who are just like in general new to Japan, which is good.
A lot as well. I got approached a lot yesterday. It was fun. I got a lot of, you Jordan? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, I watch your content. I'm like, oh, thanks, dude. Great to hear. Like, thanks for that, Nick. But then a lot of them still think I'm like working for Tokyo Creative. So someone said, fuck, it was really funny. They go, they're like, oh, hey, Jordan. I was like, oh, hello. I was like, did we meet? They're like, no. Like, I watched like Tokyo Creative stuff. I was like, oh, cool. So you know me from that? Like, yeah. Having a conversation. And they're like, you know, you've not been in videos in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, are you doing more backend stuff? And I'm like my content? They're like, no, like, Tokyo Creative content. You've not been in it for a while. Are you doing backend stuff? And I'm like, you know, I left that company like 6 months ago. They're like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Like, they finally got me off the website. Like I'm not in that company anymore. The surprise on these people's faces. Like, I'm like, you know, Ian doesn't work there as well, right? And they're like, what? And I'm just like, bro, how do you not, know this? Like, what the fuck? But I guess like, when you only see the company through like the videos they publish every week, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Like, you don't know who's still there. You just assume people are still working there. Like, why would they leave? Are they just, I saw Ian's doing something with people in this stream. This must be with Tokyo Creative. You know, it's like that. It's, I don't know. I think there should be some kind of like public service announcement being like town crier style, big bell, ring.
I mean,
this person has left. New person.
Companies here typically don't like to advertise that someone has left their company, mostly because
it looks bad on the company.
Well, it looks bad on the company, but then people just go, why?
Why? Mm.
Why?
Why?
And then if they're not like very forthright about why that person left, then it's like,
oh,
shady shit.
Shady. Yes. always. I found for the most part, it's normally shady shit. Like,
it's Japan.
It's Japan, yeah.
It seems like shady shit happens
all the fucking time, yeah. But it was good. It was a good event. I had a good time. But I found with, because Ian's platform, his own personal platform has grown, he's known as like the fixer in the in the influencer space. Everyone knows him as like, oh, you want to access like some influencers? You can probably go through Ian. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a project you want to pitch to someone? Oh, maybe you can talk to Ian. Like, Ian's become like a weird access gate with influencers. I don't know if he likes it or not. I got to talk to him about it because
I want him on the show. Like,
we can drag him on.
I'm gonna send him a message.
Right, DM him. He's cool. Drag him on. He'll love being on because I want to ask him about this stuff as well. But we were talking about, the event had wrapped up, and I had done my whole job of like, hey guys, get the fuck out. You know, leave this space.
Hey everyone, get the fuck out.
No, yeah, we have the space till 9. Like, and I'm like, hey guys, get out. Like, leave this space. It's been a great event. Good time. Get out because like, Ian's got to clean up. His team's got to clean up. And then after the cleanup happens, we're all going to go to, what's it called? We're going to go to that pub that's like down the road. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So we're in the pub. It was going to be drinking there for a couple hours still. Like, there's still time to like communicate. There's still time for bands. Ian's always going to be at the pub afterwards. It's going to be a good time. So I'm doing my thing of like kicking people. I'm like, get out, guys. Come on, leave the event space. There's a pub down the road. I'll guide you there. We're all going to be there for a couple hours. We're going to hang out there. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like a group of like, oh my God, the fucking Roomba just entered the room.
Yeah, he's coming.
Get the shit out of me. Is that going to pick up on the mic?
Probably.
Yeah.
You're like, it's low enough that it'll get taken out by the background noise stuff, I think.
Okay. So
if not, then sorry for the next 5 minutes. He's just going to be cleaning here.
Just a fucking Roomba just enters the room.
And maybe I will actually get rid of him. Sorry. Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me.
Get out of here.
You. I do want a Roomba though. They're pretty fucking cool.
It is very audible, Dan. I'm not surprised by that. But the Roomba, like, when I put it through the stuff, it'll remove.
We'll get it out. Thanks, Dan. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I'm kicking people out. I'm like, all right, guys, get out of here. You know, we're going to be at the second location. We'll drink there for blah, 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 blah. And this group of like young-ish Japanese people.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they're like either last year university or like they've just graduated. Something right. like that, you know?
Yep.
And I'm like, hey guys, get out. You know, go down the stairs, go to the pub. This one guy's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna talk to Ian. And I'm like, fantastic. Ian's gonna be at the pub in like 30 minutes. And he's like, oh, you know, I tried to talk to Ian before and he said, I should wait for him downstairs. I should wait for him outside. And I'm like, yeah, by outside he means
not in here,
like the pub.
Yeah.
Go down to the pub and he'll be there in like 30 minutes. They have to clean. They got to organize some stuff. And he's like, oh, I'll just wait at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm like,
cool. But like, I'm like, that's not the point. The point is get the fuck out.
Yeah. I'm like, fine. Wait at the bottom of the stairs. But I'm like, Ian's going to come down the stairs with like his stuff, like all the tables and chairs. Right, and
yeah. He's got to do other shit.
He's going to bring all the art back to his, like the van he's rented so he can drive it back to like wherever. I'm like, dude, like go and wait. Just wait in the pub. He'll be there in like 30, 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to wait downstairs. I'm like, fine, wait downstairs. But in like after your 30 minutes of waiting, he's going to come downstairs and tell you, hey, I can't talk right now. I got an arm full of shit. Yeah. And I'm going to my go and wait in the fucking pub, like what I've said.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to say it maybe in a nicer, more Ian way. But I'm telling you, like, move. Bro goes, oh, just wait. I'm like, cool. So we go to the pub. We're hanging out. We're talking, like, you know, bouncing. 35 minutes past. It's about the time we're like, maybe it's time to leave. I'm kind of, yeah. I'm tired. I got stuff to do. And I see them, like, slowly walking to the pub. Ian not in tow. I make eye contact with the guy. He just looks away. And I'm like, the only sign I needed.
Ian told you
to fuck off to the pub and wait. Like, I don't know what they were after. I assume it's like, I have art. I want to like pull in display or like,
right.
Hey, I want access to X, Y, and Z. Or like, you know, they wanted something from Ian clearly.
Sure. Yeah.
They didn't
want
to just say hello. It was clearly like, I want to have a conversation with this guy. And I'm like, that's all well and good.
Right.
Go and wait. Right.
Yeah.
Like, go and fucking wait. Like, I don't know. I feel like the bigger these events get, Ian's going to have to deal with that a lot more. So I think if you're in Ian's little circle of people who know him, you're going to have to be like ushering people Audrey to like the pub and stuff.
Bless you, Jordan, for making these people leave.
Say it again.
Audrey said, bless you for making these people leave.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people don't want to leave, do they? It's really. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird when you're like, okay, you have to get out and they just like stay standing there. It's like, you can continue this conversation
while walking
down the stairs.
Someone said to me, what happened? I think I was ushering people out. I was like, all right, let's go, guys. Let's go. And someone was like, oh, yeah, I'm just like finishing my point. And I was like, you can do it while walking. Like, get out. Like, move. Like, I don't know. I have like this much niceness in me to be like, guys, let's all go. Come on. And then I'm like, you're being silly now. Just come on, get out.
Yeah.
It's weird as well. Like, because they'll leave the event space and then stand outside. And it's like, no, get out. We have to like, they have to clean.
Right, because they. It's not just like the event space, because like there's that whole like mezzanine type area.
Yeah, it needs to be cleaned
That's
out.
That's technically part of
it is,
the,
yeah.
the thing. Like, they got to lock all that up.
The entire thing needs to be like gutted. So
there's like a fucking
a gate
on the stairs.
Yeah.
Just get the fuck out.
Just get out. Yeah, it's really for the guests that leave and meet. Like, when you be like, hey guys, can you go on the go? Yeah, sure.
Cool.
I'm like, you guys are
the
most mature here. Like, thank you for just like getting out. I get it. I get
people.
I get stuck up in conversations as well. Like, I'm right there with you.
But
it's
like,
fine.
Understand if someone's like, hey, you need to get out. because X, Y, and Z.
What I do,
maybe
like
just it, respect that and like leave. Like, I don't know. Being like, oh, I need to talk to Ian. It's like, well, Ian is running the event.
Yeah.
And he has shit to do.
The event's still technically running.
Yeah. Like, whether you need to talk to him or not, he has more pressing things than you doing whatever.
He's not going to drop all the art on the floor to be like, oh my God, you want to talk to me? Oh my God, yes. Let me drop everything.
Fuck off and leave him alone.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's fine. There are very amazing people that you'll be like, hey guys, you gotta wait downstairs. And they're like, fine. Like, there were people I met there for the first time and they were amazing. I was like, oh, sorry guys, you gotta get out. And they were like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, sure. Wait downstairs. It's like straight out. And I was like, you guys are good people. Like, the vast majority are fine with it. Like,
100%.
Yeah, you only get a few people occasionally who are like, ugh, why am I being ushered out? And it's like, wait, what?
Because you're fucking annoying. Because
it's time to leave. We only have the event space till X time.
Do you complain when the movie's over that you have to leave?
Yeah, like, you're like, I'm sorry.
The credits haven't finished
yet. I paid for a ticket. The lights are still off. But it looks like it's only 80% on. I'm waiting for that nice 100% brightness before I stand up.
You're going to wait for the cleaning guy to come in and start sweeping popcorn
out. The cleaners aren't finished cleaning yet, but I have to leave? The fuck? Like, it was so silly. Yeah, stuff like that's really, really silly to me. So silly. But it was a good time. Great event. Good time. Good art space. Met some really interesting new people there. A lot of them, I think I had like very small conversations with various people where I was like, yeah, I'm going to grab your Instagram. I just never went back to it. I apologize. I was just very busy. And I had like people who were there to see me that I wanted to talk to. So I didn't really have time to, grab everyone's Instagrams. So I'm sorry for that. Well, I'll get you guys. I'll be at the next event. When's the next event? Next month in May or something?
I mean, I could check the
Discord. I think it was May 19th, he said. May 20 something. I think May 24th. Or 24th, I think it was. Or 17.
Mm.
17 or 24. I'll see you at that one. We'll hang out again. It'll be a whole thing. But yeah, good times.
Yeah.
How was getting home?
It was fine, actually. Like, way easier than getting there. Hibiya wasn't...
Dude, yeah. Fucking up? Shitting the bed?
It's really annoying when you have to go to the station that's the name of the line and the line is fucked up, so you know there's no fucking way you're gonna get to that station.
Oh, dude, no shot. No fucking shot.
It's like, well, nope. I guess I'm not going that way.
I'm fucked.
Well, it was annoying because I had to take, like, three different lines just to get to the one place and took, like, an extra hour and a half. Going home, I was like, I could have went like an infinitely easier
way. Yeah, exactly.
But
I think
whatever.
The problem with like going to and fro around Tokyo, I think someone told George about this when he was there as well. He was basically like, it is a pain in the ass sometimes because like you get lost in stations you've never heard of. Like he was like, I got lost in a station for 20 minutes and I'm like, checks out.
Yeah.
And he's like, it wasn't even like Shibuya or like Shinjuku or Ikebukuro. He was like, I was just like fucking Nihon Station. I got fucking lost. And
they built the way that the stations were built, right? They built the station so long ago that they've kind of just like built the city over top of them, most of them, and then built like
shit around them.
Stuff underneath and around and like they've attached a fucking mall to it. And like then some stations are fucking wild where they've attached an underground walkway from one station to another station. So sometimes you're like, okay, am I going the right way? Okay.
No.
This is like triggered.
Me too. I adjusted my mic because I was getting triggered.
This is fucking triggered my goddamn graphic design brain. How many times have you seen the fucking sign where it has like whatever, nuncha kuncha line, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is.
Go on.
And it has that U-turn
symbol. That means you're going in the wrong direction.
Going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But except it fucking doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like half the time it doesn't fucking mean that.
They've ruined it.
And it drives me fucking nuts.
This is why me and a lot of other people get lost like first time in Japan.
Have you ever had, I've had a thing where like I come out of the stairs of the station. I'm like, okay, I know where I need to go. I look at the sign. It says it's got that loopy thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. It's behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I go around and start walking behind me and I'm walking. And then I look at the sign again.
Yep.
And it has another one.
Yep.
but in the opposite direction. Yep. I'm like, then where is do this I place?
Go? Where do I go?
What the fuck? Boom. It's fucking awful.
There are times they will trick you as well, because you know you're going in the right direction. Like I'll be like, I've walked this route 1,000 times. I know where I'm going. I know the direction is like left. I know it's right. Go left. But then you see the loopy U-turn thing and you're like, but is it? But is it left?
Right.
Am I wrong? Like, Japanese stations will gaslight you every day. And you have to rise above that. You got to break through the gaslighting. Because you never leave the station. Like, ever. Ever, ever, ever. Especially when it'll do things like, I've noticed on Google Maps especially, it'll say things like, the nearest exit is like exit C2. Yeah. And you leave C2 and you're like, oh, I'm nowhere near where I need to be. Bitch.
I agree with people in chat. Like, dances, the loop symbol is a lie every time.
Every fucking time.
Some of the stations need their own fucking Dark Souls boss music. Yes, I agree.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
It's like, I'm fucking lost.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny because if you get the information on your phone, right? Like, let's say, because we know this station pretty well, like Shibuya Station, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you're going from Inokashira to my line, Toyokosen.
Dog right? shit. Insane. I've done it
on
many
the
times.
Phone. It would tell you, walk like 3 minutes.
Bullshit.
To change from this train to this train.
Bullshit.
It's like, no. That's not even fucking correct. Because if you get off at Inokashira, you have to go down the stairs or walk across the pedestrian crossway, depending on how many fucking buildings they decide to destroy this week.
At least 12.
Then you have to go down 3 flights of fucking stairs, and then it's like way down at the other fucking end.
You're going from
3 minutes. Just walk 3 minutes.
Bullshit. It's 3 minutes. If you get there, first train, no one's on the train. There's an apocalypse. For some reason, everyone's staying home, and you're taking the Inogashira stand, taking a Toyoko transfer. Boom, easily.
Yeah.
You can make that in 3 minutes. I think my record from Toyoko to Inogashira was like 8 minutes.
Yeah, there's no fucking way.
8 minutes. And that's me like speed walking from station to station.
It's because it's thinking like, oh, okay, distance from here to here.
Yeah.
But it's not the distance from here to here. It's the distance from here
fucking
to here.
Here to here.
It's one, like from up here to down here.
One is like 20 meters above water level and the other one's in fucking Mordor. Like you can't get there easy. It's fucking difficult. This, boy, let me tell you. When you're traveling in Japan, it'll be like, oh, just like walk up to 3 minutes and then wait 2 minutes for the train. They're lying to you.
When it says platform one and there's 2 platform ones.
Oh,
yeah, that happens occasionally. Well, that happens on my line a lot too, since they added a new thing. Like when I went home last night on the Meguro line, I'm like, oh, this goes right to my house. No problem. And then I got to Hiyoshi and I'm like, why is the line purple now?
Boom, you're done.
Like, oh, fuck, this is the wrong. Like, I'm going to end up in like East fucking Kanagawa if I do that shit.
Nothing entertains me more than when the train line changes train lines mid-train line.
So it doesn't tell you.
It doesn't tell you. It does. So you'd be like on the, I don't know, the fucking Fukutoshin Rapid Commuter Express. Like there's so many times where I'm not paying attention. And you'd be like, this is a Fukutoshin Rapid Commuter Express train to Shibuya, Yokozo. And I'm like, yo, that sounds sick. I can't wait to get to fucking Fukutoshin. And then out of nowhere it goes like that's, it'll go 2 stops. And then suddenly the woman's like, yeah, this is a Narita Express. Narita Express going to Narita, so fucking hold on. And if you're not paying attention, you will end up in the fucking Inaka somewhere, like every single time. Like, oh, dude, I can't stand it. And the worst thing is, if you're going to, I don't know, let me think, if you're going to, like, sorry, like your direction, trains going to your direction, like deep into like Kanagawa, trains going up deep into Saitama, like the ones that most people take, those are the ones that shift train lines halfway through. So if you're not paying attention, you'll end up in like the countryside every fucking time. Like there's one thing my friend was saying where she was on the Tobu Tojo line going back to the dorms or something. And then at, I think it was Wakoshi? Yeah. Mm-hmm. At Wakoshi, the train just like suddenly changed train lines because I think the train that was meant to appear, like the commuter rapid or something, just didn't come. Something happened to it. It got sick. Couldn't come into work today.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, fuck, what do we do? Because we need a commuter rapid. They're like, okay, cool. This local train that everyone's on is now a commuter rapid train. And the new local train is going to be the next train coming. But they didn't really tell anyone. And they only said it in Japanese. And it was only over the servicing.
Yep.
So the guy gets the mic and he's just like in Japanese, hey guys, this train's now a rapid train. So if you maybe get off if this is not the train you need. So she was like, oh, people just started getting off. But it's Wakoshi. That's where everyone gets off. So she's like, cool, nothing new. It's three more stops and I'm home. And then it was like, ah, the next station is 30 minutes away. Enjoy the ride. And she's like, what? But it happens all the time. And it wasn't even like same line 30 minutes away. It was like, we're now entering a new track. We're going this way. Fuck you, you know?
Yep.
It's Japanese trains, dude.
Yep.
I mean, they what? It'll be on time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going
to
be on time.
You'd be on time to the wrong place.
I did. All right. Yeah, I agree. Fuck me.
What do we want to talk about? We want to talk about...
news and streamers.
Okay. Let's... I think that can segue into the other topic we wanted to talk about as well.
Which was?
Weirdos.
Oh, weirdos. Oh, maybe I talk about weirdos first.
Sure. Yeah, we'll talk about weirdos
fuck
first.
Fuck me. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Exhausted. Listen, we've discussed this before. We've had many seasons of this podcast where we've discussed it 120 times in the past. But once again, we need to discuss it again because apparently people aren't listening. All right. It was fun meeting George yesterday.
Yes.
Because he was saying things like, oh my God, one of our listeners, he's a fan of Tokyo Creative. He follows me, follows you, follows the podcast. He knows Jay. Thank you for the omiyage, George. We love
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
Great.
It's currently on my fridge.
It's currently right on my fridge. He got me a little fridge magnet with a cat on it from Greece. Darabal. Great. And he was saying things like, so we're talking, hanging out. And he was like something, I'm trying to remember what he said. It was like advice from the podcast. I forgot what he said exactly. But he was saying like, I didn't do X because when I was listening to the podcast said, don't do X. And he's like, thank God I didn't do X because if I did, I would have looked like a jackass.
I would have been fucked.
And I'm like, excellent. He's like, well, I didn't go to X prefecture because you guys said it was pretty shit. And talking to my friends, turns out that's the case. And I'm like, this is why you tune in weekly.
Listen,
we're dropping dimes.
Like, it's not like, you know, we're just making shit up, right?
No.
Like, it's, you know, we give you advice that's actually useful.
It's
in some
so
capacity.
Useful. Like, it's so, like, he made the mistake you made. He got the bad Hiroshima Yaki because he went, like, last call type thing when he went
yep,
to get.
Yeah, and that is exactly when I went.
And we warned about that as well. Listen, the podcast, we're here to help. Anyway, so the community is really small when it comes to the creative community in Japan. Everyone knows everyone.
I would say that's pretty accurate.
Most
people know most people, and if they don't know someone, they know someone who knows that person.
That is the industry. That is the entire industry in Japan, basically. Like, if you ask me, hey, do you know, I don't know, creator X? I'd be like, no, but I'm really good friends with creator Y, who's good friends with creator X.
Right.
And I've been at events where they're both there, you know? That happened a little while ago with, what's his name? The guy who does the other Japan podcast, completely for his name, Kambo Japan or something. His... Max D. Couple.
Oh, Max the Cat? Yes, yeah, yeah, okay,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cool. Max Campbell's really cool. Never met him before. Mm. He's never met me either. And we had this whole thing where we're at this, an event being like, do we know each other? Have we met each other? Because he's friends with my friend. I'm friends with his friends. Mm. So we're like...
You know of each other tangentially.
So yeah. We're doing the Spider-Man meme, just being like, do we know each other? And that's the industry. Like, everyone basically knows everyone. If you need to know something about someone, you can just ask. To the point. Don't make shit up.
Yes. Okay. So here's where we're going to get into, like, the do's and don'ts. Shit you shouldn't do because people are going to call your shit real quick.
Real quick, yeah. Don't make shit up in Japan. Maybe in home country. Maybe if I was in London.
Right.
And I was at an event or something, and I was like, I'm going to flex on their haters a little bit. I have a career that's tangentially related to, I don't know, influencer work.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to flex on the haters. I'm going to say that I make assets for KSI. That's Lyle.
Sure.
Tell.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever. You know, English creator. And I go,
JJ, my best buddy.
Oh, JJ, love his work. You saw that video he did with the drinks?
Army,
I made the assets on that. And everyone goes, it's pretty sick. No one cares enough to look into it. Everyone just goes, that's pretty cool.
They might call your bullshit in private, but like your face, they're not going to be like.
They're not going to be like, suspicioso. Right. I'm sensing lies and deceit. They're just going to go, yeah, checks out. Cool.
Yeah, makes
sense. Sounds fun. That's it in London. Big London where everyone knows everyone, but kind of no one's really going to like check your shit. You can't run that shit in Japan.
Not on the creative side.
No, you cannot.
If you're like, do you know foreign salary man from this company? I'd be like, I don't know who the fuck
that is. I don't know the fuck you're talking
Nobody
about.
Nobody knows that guy.
No one knows that guy. Live your life.
But if you're in the creative space.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're doing like, especially if you're also like, if you're trying to be a creative or like you're also making creative things or you're like, you're doing something creative. Don't then turn around and be like, oh yeah. You know that guy, Chris? I call him Chris, my best bud. You know that guy, Chris? I edit his videos occasionally. Like, that's very easily verifiable.
Right.
That's especially like, depending on who you're talking to as well. Like, imagine someone's talking to you.
Yeah.
Randomly, they look on your Instagram, they go, hey, David, okay. No connection to Chris. Time to lie. And you go, Chris Broad. I call him Broady because we're really good friends. I design assets and edit his. Occasionally give him massages, head massages, because we're bestest of buds. And you go, cool. But in the back of your mind,
so do you work with this person?
Yeah.
And immediately they go,
because then you can just go, oh, cool. So I guess you must know Ian, Jordan, Jay,
right.
One of these other people I know who are connected to this guy.
Yeah.
I can now very easily verify your story, and I'm fucking going to. Maybe not like.
Right now
to your face. Maybe not like in a Sherlock Holmes backwards cap, gotta catch them all kind of way, but I'm gonna fucking find out because I'm gonna be curious. Huh?
Yeah, I actually clean trash taste toilets. I don't know how you'd verify that.
Yeah, you know trash taste? Yeah, the trash element, that's all me.
That's me.
I clean the trash. That's my job. I'm the one who tastes the trash on Trash Taste. I'm the trash taster. That's me.
It's like a Nintendo named Kirby after their landlord. That's where they got the name.
Yeah, that's my job. It's my part time. Fucking idiot.
Time I just found a figure in the trash. I'm like, what is this anime trash bullshit?
What is this fucking dumbass doing, dude? Fucking stupid. But yeah, don't do that shit. Like,
yeah.
And we bring it up because it's happened like multiple times recently. Especially like, it's happened like recently, but it's happened like personally multiple times. Especially considering like, no one knows that I've changed my jobs. And I've not announced publicly.
Made that like abundantly clear to other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like there's a whole like media thing you have to do internally in my current company before you can announce online or like put in your bio like, hey, I work here now. Mm-hmm. So no one really knows I work here unless you know me or you've had like a face-to-face one-on-one talk with me. So people are like coming to me thinking I'm working at like establishment Y, but I'm working at establishment X, and they're going, yeah, I'm really good friends with these creators. And I go, oh shit, swear, let's go drink sometime. I work for them all. And they go, don't you work for Tokyo Creator? No. Yeah, I'll DM, I'll line message the group that we have together
with all
the boys, and we'll have a conversation there, and we'll I'm like,
right, because that would take you like 5 seconds to be like, hey, I met this prick who's a real asshole, and he said he works for you. Is that true? And then immediately they go, no, who the fuck's this idiot? And then you're fucking cooked at that point.
Which is...
Because now I know that you're just like clout fishing and being a fucking weirdo.
Which is what I've been doing. Like, the amount of times I've been approached in the last, like, I want to say year, 2 years now, with people, especially like recently now after the whole job change, where people are like, especially the events, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I sometimes work with X creator, and I go, I can literally... just going to line them and ask. Like,
Okay, so hang on. I think we're like dancing around the fucking topic here. So what exactly happened?
Okay, no names, no mentioning. During events, there was a member of the public, and he decided he was gonna make up some shit. And he goes, "Oh my god, you know this guy Connor?" I've heard of him. I've heard mentions. Heard he rode a bike.
Real good.
Hell of a long way. Made a shit ton of money for charity. Pretty fucking sick guy. Using his fame in ways that most people don't. Kind of fucking respect that. Amazing guy. And the member of the public goes, yeah, you know, I design assets for him. Yeah. I work with him. Yeah, that's what I do. And everyone went,
Huh?
Do you? Because I heard it once.
Right.
At an event. And I thought, did he do like a one-off? side project thing. And it's that
like
was
a free,
it.
You need like a freelance artist or something. Yeah.
I thought that's weird. I was like, I should probably ask. Let me ask production about that.
Right.
Because that would have went through.
Someone.
Yeah, that went through two different people at the bare minimum. About 20 at the maximum.
Right.
So yeah. I'm like, oh, let me clarify that real quick. So that's cool. Because if this guy is doing that, in that case, if we need X again, we can just go, cool.
Right. He's already doing the thing.
So I do a little ask in the back end. I'm like, hey, is this happening? Is this happening? Like, who's that? That's not what you want. That's not what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not what you want to happen
right.
in that situation.
Yeah.
Who's that? I'm like, ooh. Mm. Mm. Okay, then. Cool. I guess it didn't happen. Maybe he meant to say something else, but he was really fucked and the words came out wrong.
Right.
He was.
Because at the time, you were drinking.
We were all drinking, you know, having a good time. So you're thinking, maybe, you know, he was a little bit intoxicated and he was like, you know what? I'm going to overhype this story because fuck it, I'm drunk. Right. I'm gonna give myself a little hand job in this establishment. Fair enough. Do you? And then I never heard of it again. And I was like, perfectly okay, perfectly fine. He did it once and we're done. But apparently, it's just what he does. He just goes around saying this is what he does. This is what I'm hearing. Is that the case? That's fucking weird.
It was weird. So I had not met this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I picked him out as a fucking weirdo last night.
Excellent.
Just like his mannerisms and the way he acted. Mm. And it was funny because he was wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
That was like branded like merch for like the specific person he's talking about.
Sick.
Right. So immediately like maybe that leads credence to what he's saying. But the fact that I know that that's not true already just makes me go, you're really fucking weird now. Because not only are you telling people that you work for this person, you're also wearing their merch saying that you work for this person when you don't. And that makes you look like a weird stalker.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You look like a fucking goofy ass
dude. It's really strange, yeah.
So why are you telling this? Again, like, yeah, why are you telling this to people if it's easily verifiable? But, like, at least, how many people could, like, in a one-to-one situation, verify that with the exact person?
One.
I can think of at least two, minimum. Like,
minimum, two.
Off the top of my head, there's probably more there.
I'm mentally scanning the room. Two or three.
Yeah, right.
Could basically, like, have a one-on-one conversation, give him a call and be like, is this the case?
Right. Exactly.
I'm now curious. What if I can,
don't call him on stream.
I'm not going to call. I mean, I could. I'm not going to call him on stream. I'm just seeing if I. Yeah, I do. Okay, cool. I was verifying if I had his contacts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Do. I could have FaceTimed him and be like, hey, do you know this?
Do you know this guy?
Yo, you know this kid?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yo, you know this kid?
Right.
No, honestly. Yeah. It's really sorry. Like, I don't. Because the community is so small, I don't enjoy it. And the one thing that's if you want to be a creator, you want to do something in this space, the most important thing is vibes.
Mm-hmm.
It's your vibe.
And the connections you make through
your vibes. It's all vibes based. I mean, of course, I got to work really hard. I got to put out consistently good content. I got to like network. Blah, 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 blah. Vibes. You could be doing everything. If your vibes are off, you're done. Remember that one guy who got really popular a little while ago and his vibes were off and he called people cunts on a shitty pod? You know what I'm talking about. The kiddly diddler.
I'm not exactly sure who you're talking about.
I'm going to write it down because I don't want to give him any clout on stream.
Does it start with the letter before N?
Yes.
Maybe I know who you're talking about.
It's highlighted in.
Yep, that's who I thought it was.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. So wait, he was calling people cunts. Like what?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No.
No names, no mentioning, nothing else. What happened was a guy, an influencer. He was doing really well in the influencing space. Mm-hmm. He was like creating really good content. He was like blowing up a little bit. Like people liked what he was doing.
Is he still posting stuff?
Yeah, he is. I assume so. I've not checked in a while. But like, he was making good content. He was doing good stuff in the space. And then what happens? He goes on.
I was just going to ask, what's his username?
You know what it is.
No, I don't. But,
oh, fuck it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Not worth my time.
No. And then he was on a little podcast back when everyone had a podcast. Now no one has a podcast. Anyway, he was on a little podcast. And
you mean we have a podcast?
No, I mean, back when we started the podcast, everyone was making them.
Everyone was, yeah.
And then everyone else dropped off, and now it's only the ones left.
It's not Chris, Dan.
Chris?
Chris Broad.
You fucking... Remember when Chris shut the fuck up. We love Chris. Stop it. Fucking bastards.
I'm sure he probably has thought
about it. So, He goes on a little podcast, and then the question was raised to him, like, hey, why aren't you working with, like, some of the bigger names? Why aren't you working with, like, this agency doing, like, blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
And if I was, like, blowing up on content and stuff and someone asked me, hey, why aren't you working with, I don't know, you work for, blah, 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 why aren't you been invited to Trash Taste? Why haven't you been invited to do podcasts with whoever? Why haven't you been put on these streams? I'd be like, I don't know. Probably because people are busy and content is planned months in advance. Mm-hmm. I don't know, probably because like I've not met the people yet. We've only had an online conversation, and that's not enough to like solidify some kind of connection to where we can make content together. You got to meet someone a few times. I'm not going to mess you online once and then be like, okay, let's make like 20 videos together.
Yeah, that
doesn't make any fucking sense. So I was like, yeah, no, because not, you know, we're still building connections here. I'm new in the space. I'm a young face. I've just started, you know. Mm. No, his response was because they're all cunts. And then someone, it's a small podcast, but someone who heard that was like, oh, you're calling us all cunts.
Mm.
And then they brought it up with influencer X, who brought up influencer Y, who brought up influencer Z, who brought up influencer Q. Then everyone went, oh, so we're all cunts. Gang. Cool. Have fun.
I mean,
don't message us.
That's just the Marge Simpson, like, you know, maybe it's true, but you shouldn't say it.
Maybe it's true, but you shouldn't fucking say it. Maybe some of these guys are dickheads.
Out of line, but he's right.
Listen, maybe it's true. Who knows? Don't say it.
Yeah, especially like people you've never
met.
Yeah. Like, I think over time, more than anything here, being more involved with the influencer space is I've learned that like people that I know of purely through like YouTube or something or whatever, like that's typically a persona to some extent.
To some extent, depending on who it is.
I feel like if it's not just like an abject, like straight up actual persona, it is the person on and then there's the person off.
To some extent,
to some extent, right?
This was what I find great about like the Tokyo based influencer space. Mm. A lot of people are just how they are.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Always.
Most of the time.
Because it's just who they are. Like, Pete, same person. Chris, same person. Because like a lot of them found success by being their authentic selves. So when it comes like the Japanese influencer space, everyone's kind of like who they are.
Yeah.
So it's not a case of like, oh man, maybe there was, like, we're not in LA. It's not like some kind of like, oh my God, there was some kind of backdoor dealings and like, this guy's actually a massive dickhead. It's like, no, everyone's really cool. Like, I think I've met all the biggest influencers who are like Japan-based. Everyone's sick. Like everyone's just like really nice and down to earth. Like,
but that's what I mean. I think like you can get a certain type of impression of someone without actually knowing what they're like.
Yeah.
Outside of their whatever. Like, it's one thing to like not engage with or like someone's content or like, I think this guy is a dick because of X, Y, and Z. But until you've like actually met that person, I think that's a very difficult call to make. I think
it is.
After you've met that person, if they're a fucking dickhead,
go for it.
Fine. Like, then I have no problem with you saying that they're cunts. But I know for a fact that this person that we're talking about, because we know this person,
did not
meet any of those people.
Yep.
So to be like, oh, they're whatever.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's kind of
like,
doing it.
Like, on the one hand, that is very par for the course for this person because I think that they thought like, oh, you know, this is 2017 edgy YouTube. Like, I can be filthy Frank, right? Like,
no, it's done. No,
I do. That's another thing I want to talk about. That shit doesn't work. Like, people do not go in for that shit anymore.
No,
right?
We want authentic, real content. We want to see who you are. You know, we want to see what you're bringing to like the content space, but also like your own sort of personal touch on things you're creating. The Phil Frank era was fun. It was interesting, but like it's done. He did it. He did it well. We're done.
Yeah, well,
it's done.
But the thing about the era of Filthy Frank is right. Is that I don't think people understood Filthy Frank.
I agree. Yeah,
because there, I think it's been there for the entire time.
Mm.
But if you don't know, Filthy Frank is Joji, the acclaimed like music person.
Gen Z is a fucking blowing up right now.
Yeah, people's brains are exploding.
He said the N-word in the hard R. I was like,
okay, whatever. But move on. In like the profile or somewhere, I don't know where it was linked, but it's like he specifically says Filthy Frank is a character that is supposed to portray
everything wrong with a person. Yep.
And like you should never emulate this behavior.
Yes. Yes.
But I think that other people didn't know that it was a bit.
Yep.
And just like ran with that as this is how I actually am. And
idiots.
No.
I remember like I think I watched a few of the videos and then I was like going through the profile. And that was one of the first things I saw. It was like, this is a parody. This is like
Yes, it's supposed to be a parody.
Yeah.
But the problem is it looped back around on itself, and then people thought that it was like, oh, that's just the wacky guy. He does
this is how he does the wacky shit. How he does things, like, right? No.
And then that became some people's entire content, like,
yeah.
But not in the same way that he's going about it, because he knows it's a joke.
Yeah.
So he's doing weird shit because it's a joke. They're just doing weird shit to fucking troll.
It's the meme, the one where it's like, I'm gonna act like I'm gonna pretend to be a fucking idiot, and then it's like, then
someone's like, "Shut up, idiot!" And he's like, "Jokes on them. I was only pretending."
Yeah. It's like, "No, you're a fucking idiot, you dumbass."
Yeah. But I like that era. YouTube is over. Like it's gone. It's done. And like this guy we were talking about is like making this content in like 2020, 2022.
Yeah.
Today.
Like, pretty much. For me, it's a lesson to smaller creators, smaller streamers who want to like create something. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Super important. Let me tell you, it's super important. If you find yourself like talking to or like interacting with like people you feel are bigger than you when it comes like streaming wise, don't be weird about it. You know what I mean? Don't be like, I don't feel like this person deserves his fame. So why do you deserve fame? What have you done? Like, you know what I mean? I hate that attitude of like, someone has worked really hard to like gain this level of fame and now they're like reaping the benefits.
It should have been me.
Right. Why wasn't it me? It's like, because when they were creating videos, you were jerking off in your mother's basement. That's why it wasn't you. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, it can still be you.
Yeah.
It can also be you. I have a theory that there's enough clout for everyone. I've always said this. There's enough clout for everyone. If you want it, you can go and attain it.
It changes all the time, right?
Always.
Like, what's hot today, tomorrow is just like, people don't give a fuck.
I could dive into a whole 3-hour long lecture about YouTube and the way to like, oh dude, I could fucking dive into some lectures, dude. Cause it's what I watch. I watch a lot of it for like work. I watch a lot of it for like personal stuff, but like the bullet points of it is basically like, just gotta be creating, just gotta be like online doing like things constantly. Mm-hmm. And like, while as things are like shifting and changing, the content you're putting out may suddenly just become popular out of nowhere. Cause a lot of it's like that. Like there are people who make it, who are like, I'm making woodworking shit and it's all I've done for 20 years. I just like
there's whittling. A guy.
The Hawaiian guy. New Zealand guy.
No. He's just like a dude who like reviews axes.
Hell,
like he's like a super jacked fucking lumberjack All he does is like review axe heads. And sick. I'm like, one, why? But sick. Two, like, sweet dude. Like, hell yeah. You.
And you know people are watching. People are like, oh man, fucking Lumberjack Sam's got a new fucking, the new axe, double axe header 8000s out with the golden tip.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, someone's going to find that and that's all they're going to watch for like ages. It's like, I played a Skull, that indie game thing. Great game. I was like, it's a good game. I want to see someone complete a run because I've like, I can only get to X point of the game.
Right.
I'm going to watch someone complete a run. And it's like, oh, this run is like 2 hours long. And I'm like, get some popcorn. I'm watching this run.
Right.
And now I'm just watching these guys, like with this one creator in particular, just like do like 2.5 hour streams of like him like completing runs. And I'm like, I would have not known this man existed until 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now here I am. Like, I'm going to bed, like tucking myself in like, ooh, he's got a Reaper run. Guess I'll put that on when I'm going to bed. Like,
yeah. Just to be clear, because maybe we didn't make it clear, we are talking about two different people in two different scenarios.
Yes.
The first person we're talking about, though, like I kind of want to go back to them because
circle back.
Why? What is your gaining? Benefit? Like I don't understand what you are gaining by saying that, because are you looking for employment? Are you
no try, like? Because his lie shows he has employment. What I assume it is, it's that recognition.
I'm cool by association.
Yeah, it's recognition from the group. Is I'm cool mm-hmm. by association. It's like, look, I know these people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's well and good.
Right.
You want,
until it's not.
Until it's not, yeah. Like, you can sit around and be lying about, like, oh, I work for this person, I've done this with X person. But yeah, it's fine. Until you get to an impasse where people start asking for, like, proof. Or right. worse and worse, like, you get to a situation, you put yourself in a situation where someone goes, oh, that's great that you know this person. We have, like, I don't know, a multi-million dollar deal we want to do with this person. We can't contact them. Can we go through you?
Yeah, now you're fucked.
Now you're fucked, yeah. Because if you're going around saying this and people aren't looking too, like, critically into it, they're going to assume, okay, cool, this guy has the connection. We'll ask him.
Well, it's weird because it'd be like, I don't know. I'll use myself as an example because I think this is close enough to a similar thing, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be like me saying, like, oh yeah, I know Connor personally. And like, I've met the guy, I've shook his hand, like, we've been in the same room together, we've talked to each other, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, yeah, he's my best fucking friend and I worked for him for 3 years. Like,
yeah, that's weird. Even I wouldn't say that. It's weird. It's strange.
Yeah. It's like saying, I work at Google, but you're actually a security guard. Right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. You're like the catering staff. I mean,
technically that's true, but.
But.
The information you're leaving out is more important than
what you're saying. Giving. Honestly, yeah. And it's like saying, I like that comment a lot. It's really funny. That's true. I can't believe Chris would do this. Yeah, I agree. How dare he?
Yeah.
It's so silly. I don't know, putting yourself in this situation like this in such a small community, it's really bad as well. Once again, it's all vibes based. So if you get yourself into a situation where you could potentially have a job, it's going to be like, oh, this is the weird guy who kept saying he was like working for people he's not working for.
But he's not. And it's 100% verifiable that he's not.
Yeah.
So like, why would we hire this person? Like, yeah, that seems especially... I would assume that like the ultimate goal there is like, I want to work with this creator because I like this creator, bing, bang, boom, whatever. Right?
I guess that's what it is.
To me, I would think that would be the end all be all.
Mm.
But if that's the case, if you are trying to work toward that goal, lying about already having worked with them is not going to help you when you get to the position where you have to go work for them.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Because yeah,
then you get there and they're like, well, your CV says you've worked for me before, but
when does this happen?
When that happened.
Maybe he made like a Twitch emote or something.
Like, okay, but like.
I don't know. I'm clutching it. I'm thinking.
That's like, the thing. Like what tangentially true truth may be there?
I feel like there's got to be a nugget of truth somewhere. Like a tiny fucking kernel of hope somewhere in this conversation where he's done. He did something. He was like, oh, I made a Twitch emote.
Sure.
For this creator. Or I don't know.
And I gave it to them free of charge.
Free of charge. Look at that. And I just kept doing it every week, just making emotes. And looks on his page. Yeah, I made that one. Okay, cool. Fucking cares. Like,
all right.
He probably has 100,000 guys like making fucking Twitch emotes and pixie things to send to him. Like it's it don't work.
Is it fake it till you make it? Maybe,
but that only works.
That only works if the information that you're faking is not verifiable. Not
verifiable. Yeah.
I could say I'm an open heart surgery doctor up until I have to do open heart surgery.
The second you scrub in,
fucking problem.
You're fucked. Yeah, exactly. There, you can fake it till you make it in a lot of like positions in Japan.
Sure,
this is not one of them. The space is too small, and there's not enough like people you can tangentially fake it and or lie about until
someone says something like, "Who the fuck is this dude?"
It's going to be really quick as well because it's going to be like, I don't know. There's like three or four companies you could potentially work for in
big media
companies. Yeah, like big media companies. If you want to work in Japan doing like this like creator stuff, and you go to a company, you'd be like, hey, I've worked with creator Y, and they go, oh, excellent, because creator X, our current, I don't know, fucking chief financial officer, is best friends with creator Y. You have much to talk about. Like
So I saw an interesting job post because I was looking for job posts the other day.
Go for it.
Where I was like, oh, I would love to do this job because knowing who I know, the amount of money that could be made for both companies had I got that job would be insane.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, this seems like a lot of fucking horse shit you'd have to go through. And then I looked at how much they're paying me and I'm like,
ooh, yeah.
For a position that has something manager at the end, not enough money for that.
A lot of jobs in Japan are like that. Yeah. It's like, hey, you're going to be like X manager and they go, we're going to pay you like dog shit. Mm. It's like when I moved into a company, and especially with one of the ones I interviewed for ages ago, I'm not going to say who it was, but they wanted me to do like everything from like social media creation to like sales stuff to like, they were like, can you edit, film, go to location, meet with clients, talk to like prefectures?
Well, this specific job was like a talent manager at an agency. For their English side of
like, stuff. That's a lot of work.
So I'm like, and then I looked at the roster. I'm like, that's a lot of like one person for this entire job. That's a lot of talents. Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Do you know what talent managers actually do? You know what you have to do in that job?
You have to do so much.
You gotta like help them do visa stuff. You know,
do visa stuff accounting. Yep. Like that stuff wasn't in the job description, but it was like you have to. It seemed more like they wanted you to be like, kind of what you not like weird talent management, but like also like sales to some extent. Like, oh, you need to sell these people to companies to get whatever to bring in money for sponsorships and like stuff like that.
Oh, they're fusing titles. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I assume they're short. So
it was really weird to see like you need to like check on the talents like mental health. Also, you need to pimp them out to companies. It's like, that seems like a weird dichotomy to.
Yeah, that's not good. You can't have these positions fused.
It makes sense in the context of the job.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But still, it's weird. Yeah.
Odd.
A lot of people do that now. A lot of companies will like fuse like positions. Mm. Like, they'll fuse like social media management and influencer but and it's, like talent acquisition.
Like, it was weird. With like a well-known company that is popular that is making fuckloads of money. So
it's. Oh, yes. Hmm. I know what that is. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's
the only reason I didn't apply. They're like, you need to put all your stuff in English and Japanese. I'm like, that takes too much fucking time. I'm like, nope. I don't want to. At this point, I should probably just like have a resume that's in Japanese.
Do it once. Throw it through DeepL. Do a little check through to make sure it's okay, and then you've done it. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. Like, I took my CV in English, threw it through DeepL, like. Not the entire thing. I did like
section by section,
checked of every section, made sure it made sense, then put it back in to make a Japanese version of my CV. Rather than, I'm not going to type up the whole fucking thing again.
Yeah.
That's kind of long for me.
That's long.
Yeah. But then once you have like a Japanese and English based CV, it's easy to change.
It does. I agree. Yeah. It does sound like a cool opportunity, but I think the amount of work you would have to do.
You're working.
Is like going to outweigh any. Well, I don't know. Because of the company, I think like after you've worked there, when you leave, if you have that on a CV to go apply for like another like production type manager type job, they're like, oh shit, like
you've done big company. Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually really good advice in Japan. Like in Japan, it's a lot about like who you've worked for.
Mm.
Like I think when I was trying to get into media, I couldn't get into media because I had not worked in media.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of like, where can I start? Like who will, so it's all like freelance first, then you jump into a company and then it's like, you just start from there.
It's definitely weird too. Like I think Japan overvalues school.
Oh, they do.
Because it's like, you could be the worst fucking student in Harvard.
Yeah, but Harvard.
But it's Harvard, right? It's Harvard. Like you could be literally the worst student in Harvard,
it's Harvard
and like the best student in the next runner-up school.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, but this person went to Harvard. That means smart.
Yeah.
Even though they could fail every fucking class.
Doesn't matter. And here you have like the base, the level one, the ground floor of why in like 20 years, the shittiest employees are at the top. Company because it's these like lowest grades in Harvard dickheads who end up working like in the company for like 15-20 years because they're like, yeah, I can't leave this company because if I leave, they're going to realize I'm actually shit at everything I do. Mm-hmm. So I just stay with my head down and I like put in my fake Zangyo and I pretend I'm working for like 12 hours a day. And then eventually they go, Tanaka, you've worked 12 hours a day for the last 50 years. What's your secret? And it's like, I hate my wife. So great. You're now the district attorney. I don't fucking know. Yeah. I assume that's the
that's your secret. I hate my wife.
Hate my wife. Don't want to go home.
Don't want to go home. Yeah.
I like that spunk. You're now the district attorney. Save Gotham. I'm fucking, I don't know, dude. But yeah, it's like nonsense like that, basically.
Yep. 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 Yep.
You got to stop the Batman.
Yeah. Job. Yeah. It's weird. I think like maybe I should just apply to it anyway. Like put
Do
my
it.
Shit through DeepL.
Do
apply
it.
Apply anyway. Because that would be a fucking.
Apply to
it would be
everywhere.
A weird fucking job.
Apply to everywhere. Do it. Apply to literally everywhere. That's what I did. I applied to.
I'll tell you. Hang on. I'll write where it was.
I think I know where it is, but go on. I'm never going to be. All the hints I can give is basically just saying what it is.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Is. I'm now typing it as well. Is it this? I've typed it in the chat, but I'm not going to send it.
No.
Oh, I don't know what it is. Okay, fair enough.
So essentially the same thing.
Do it. That's a good company. Wait. Okay, no hints, sorry. Yeah, do it. Fuck it.
They've worked with people that you've worked with.
They've worked with a lot of people I've worked with, yeah.
So.
Do it. Might as well. I would apply for every company, mm-hmm. especially when I get into like the weird talent creating stuff. Just apply everywhere. Fuck it. Like, I've said this before, especially to people who are like, oh my God, I want to work here, but like they want native Japanese speakers. Like they
want
it.
They want them.
They
they
ain't
going to get
them. They're going to get them. They would love, they would be down on their knees, sucking the dick of any native speaker they can find who also speaks English because they want it so bad in the company because everyone that works there only speaks Japanese and they can't work in the international market. So they're like, we need some fucking international speakers. But they go, but could they be Japanese?
Right.
Could it be Japanese?
Audrey, you're pretty good at. She didn't guess it specifically, but she guessed the right industry.
Wow, let's fucking go. She out here. But yeah, so they go, we'd like a native speaker, fluent, like native Japanese, fluent English. Lol, good luck for that money. You don't have you don't have the price points. So I've always said to people, like, just apply everywhere because eventually that native drops down to business.
Right.
And then that business drops down to conversational.
Yeah, literally the street.
Whatever they can find. Because the amount of jobs I've applied for that are like, oh, we need business Japanese. And I jump in and I'm like, I'm conversational. They're like, good enough. Good enough. Right. Get him in. Get him in. Sign the contract.
I don't even know if I'm there.
Doesn't matter. You can interview. Anyway. You can make it work. Get him in here when it comes. Because when it comes down to it, they need bodies in seats who speak multiple languages.
Right.
Cool. Whatever your strongest language is, they're going to put you in positions that benefit the skills you're in. As long as you can speak enough Japanese, like work in the company, attend meetings, your listening's fine, you'll be okay.
You know what annoyed me when I was looking the other day? I was like, oh man, this job sounds perfect. I'm looking at the other stuff and I'm like, oh, language requirements. Okay. I'm like, oh, what do they need? And it's like native English, also conversational Chinese. And I'm like, you fucking.
Oh, they threw the old curveball.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn it.
The old conversational Chinese curveball. Fucking. He's like, listen, I can't speak Chinese, but I know a few really good songs. How's that?
Sure, I can sing you the one song. Bing chilling.
Bing chilling. Easy, dude. You go in, you're like, Bing chilling. They're like, yo, hi, this
guy,
bro.
Did you just start out the entire interview with like reciting the fucking Bing chilling,
oh, the
like,
whole Bing chilling
commercial
thing?
And then just walk out. Don't say anything.
No, just walk out. They're like, yo, the confidence, that man. Bring him in here. How he loves ice cream. How he fuck? He goes crazy over that shit, dude. Nah, get him. But apply everywhere. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, apply literally everywhere. It's good. And eventually, someone's going to get back to you and be like, you don't meet the requirements, but can we have a quick interview? And you go, yeah, sure. And then they go, yeah, we're going to hire you.
I can hold a conversation about China, yeah.
Oh, like, easily.
Talk for hours about China.
Listen, I could dive into some.
If you speak conversation Chinese, you probably don't want to hear it, but.
No, you don't want to hear it. You do not want to hear it, honestly. Yeah. But you can have a good time. Nuisance streamers, my boy?
Yes. Let's, like, it is a good segue.
It is.
Kind of.
Speaking about countries who don't tolerate shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nuisance streamers.
Nuisance streamers. So, in the ever-evolving fucking...
Industry?
Industry? No, I was going to say in the ever-evolving story of...
Yeah, the story of nuisance.
Mr. Johnny Somali. Because I can't stop talking about him because it's always just so funny.
It is, yeah. I enjoy it. He got picked up like a little boy.
Yes, he looks like a little bitch. I mean, he doesn't look like a little bitch. He is a little bitch. But so I have like at least four fucking things open here about like what happened. So obviously, if people have been, you know, following the news.
I followed the news.
He got kicked out of Japan after being arrested and being in jail for like half a year.
Good man.
I think.
Dickhead.
They made him pay $2,000, which is not fucking enough.
It's nothing, yeah.
And then he went to Israel, and then people beat the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have brain damage at this point because he still didn't stop.
No.
Like, that's the only... He hit his head too hard in fucking Osaka. He got brain damage to where anyone would go, man, I've just been punched in the mouth.
Mm.
Maybe I should stop being a stupid cunt.
Yeah, maybe I should stop going out on the streets and being a nuisance to those around me. Maybe I should be an upholding member of society. And he goes, no. The reverse. That's what
I'm just going to be worse.
I'll be worse. I'll double down. I'll dig deeper.
Yeah, I'll dig deeper. I'll double down.
It's what everyone says is you dig deep enough, eventually you come out the other side. It's what they're saying. Redemption arc.
Right.
Idiot.
So I'm just going to pull up the Times of Israel.
Put it up.
What's it called?
The Israel Times.
No, it's literally called the Times of Israel.
Oh, Lord of Mercy. Okay.
So like on one hand, I'm like, this seems like whatever. Like they're not reporting on something that would be.
No. Yeah.
A little bit biased. Anyway. So American streamer Johnny Somali is arrested for sexually harassing a police officer. Now,
I saw the video.
That's specific because I think that like carries like stronger penalties.
It does, yeah.
I would assume so. Like harassing or attacking a police officer, bad enough. Sexually harassing a police officer,
you're done. Not good. You're done.
So, Mr. Ramzi Khalid Ismail, known online by his online alias Johnny Somali, was arrested yesterday. So this is April 9th. So this is last week. He got like a fucking laundry list of things that he got. He was arrested yesterday for sexually harassing a police officer during anti-government and hostage deal protests in Tel Aviv.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
People are having, there's a whole thing. First of all, why the fuck are you in Israel? There is a whole fucking thing going on right now. Who's in Palestine? Why the fuck are you there?
Yeah.
So people are there protesting the treatment of the Palestinian prisoners by the Israeli government. They're like, hey, sort your shit out, you know, get us together. You're fucking around. We don't condemn this. We don't like this. Stop it. And he's just there being like, oh, I'm going to fucking stream this. Bro, the gravity of the situation, you don't feel it. You don't feel where you are right now. Like, stop it. But I saw the video and he spent the entire time like screaming at this this female police officer being like,
oh, he said, and I quote,
oh, you got it. Go on.
You a bad bitch.
Mm.
I change your life, baby girl. I'll grab you by the pussy. I'll slap that ass.
That's what he said. Yeah, indeed. I think they should have shot him. Personally.
Personally.
I can't speak for the Israeli government or the police officer, but I would have been
I'm sure they would have been like, I'll do the paperwork.
I'll do the paperwork, honestly. Or hit him over the head with a bag of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Also perfectly okay. Maybe it'll shift his brain back where it's meant to be. Fucking idiot. Continue.
Yeah, so he... It's really funny though, right? Because like he gets picked up by the fucking police for being a piece of shit.
Yep.
And he's there screaming, I'm American, I'm American. As if that's like, I don't go to jail now.
Yeah. I'm American, so I go free.
Like, I don't think you understand that saying that you're American
doesn't matter.
Does not carry any weight. In fact, it probably makes the situation worse.
Yeah.
Because now they're like, Oh,
get him. Get him.
That's why you're stupid.
Like, oh, you're American? Thank God. We're going to beat you with this metal pipe. And now we're going to beat you with this bigger metal pipe. It's more durable than the one we're going to beat you with before. Fucking idiots. Just like,
what the?
But yeah, they did eventually. So I think it was in the police van for a little bit screaming, I'm American, let me go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then eventually they let him go. They were like, okay, you're a nuisance. Get out. Can you leave the country? You're here. We don't know why you're here. You're being a nuisance. You're being annoying. Get out. Was this after he got his ass beat?
Yes, this was after he got his ass beat.
What a little shit. I remember very clearly, like, I think it was a day or two after this interaction with the police. The police came to his hotel to basically be like, you're talking all this shit about, like, police harassment.
Yeah.
What up then? You hurt? Want to go to the hospital? You want to go to the hospital?
I'm sure that there was some kind of like altercation there. Yeah. Where they're like, hey, you probably shouldn't be a fucking dickhead.
No, he made this whole statement on his live stream basically saying like, oh, like we did not. Oh, he tried to flip it really hard. He was like, oh, we did nothing wrong. And
fuck off.
He was like, oh, the charges are fake. We did nothing wrong. Right. I don't promote that. Like, I'm doing good things. I'm trying to promote the area. But it's like, bro, you're streaming everything you do. Like, you are live streaming all your interactions throughout the day. You can't then turn around and go, I didn't say those things. We have it on stream. Right. We have the recordings. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, I was watching a YouTuber talking about it, and the guy was like, playing Somali's fucking stupid excuse video. And Somali's like, oh, I didn't even do those things. Guy just like splices in a clip of him like legitimately doing those things. Like, we have everything. I don't understand, what more do you want idiots? Anyway, continue.
So, yeah, he...
I'm gonna find a thing.
He gets picked up and he just looks like the biggest bitch, the biggest, because he's got like two fucking like dudes hooked him under the legs.
Oh, yeah, and
just carrying him around as he's screaming, but I'm American.
But I'm American.
I'm American.
But American.
I think, who is it? The guy that covered it, Atozi?
Yes.
Because he covers a lot of those kind of like stupid, he's good, fucking
stupid, yeah. people.
But his quote on that is fucking funny, where he says something to the effect of like, Johnny Somali is at the place where like his last two brain cells are fighting for third place, something like that.
Yeah.
Like he's just dumb as fuck.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, wow. When you type like, there's another nuisance streamer as well in the same area, but when you type nuisance streamers, like legitimately just Johnny Somali comes up like constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, how bad do you have to fucking be, dude? There was like one more. I forgot the guy's name. Oh, man.
Gino.
Was it Gino?
Gino is his like Johnny Somali's other buddy. But the funny thing is like Gino has no fucking clout. Like he has like less followers than this podcast. So that's pretty fucking bad.
Wait, why is he?
And he's like out here. Like he's out here. When was this posted? April 18th. So like yesterday. Yeah. He's out here fucking harassing people in Osaka at McDonald's.
Wait, he's here?
Yeah, he's here. So if you see Gino out being a fucking dickhead, you have my permission.
Wait.
Punch him in the fucking jaw.
G-E-N-O?
J-I-N-O.
J-I-N-O? J-G-N-O.
So punch him right in the jaw.
Bro, I'm going to knock this guy out. Hold on. Streamers. I'm looking for this. I need to find his face because it's on site. Oh, it's this one.
Yeah.
This is the dude. Wow. I can't even fucking find him online because he has no fucking views. Holy shit.
That's what I mean. Like, just irrelevant. So, like, you're doing this shit to be a fucking nuisance.
Oh, he's on Kick. That makes sense.
And you have no, like, pull at all, right?
How is he still in Japan?
Because he didn't get the same punishment that Johnny got.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So,
what a dickhead.
I from my understanding is that, like, he didn't actually have to appear in court. Like he never got
a
same type of thing because
bro,
he should have. He was the fucking cameraman, but
are you fucking hold the fuck on. This is ridiculous. I'm looking at his videos now. Oh yeah. He's in Japan like 16 hours. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Bro streamed for like 16 hours and no one's tuning in. Like no one's tuning.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
What is he doing here then? Cause he can't be here still. Like, what are you...
Fuck if I know.
What are you doing here? I'm looking at this shit.
But again, I think, like, in some respects, it needs to be fight on site at this point.
Oh, no, Husky. Right. Lock him out. Was he one of the ones that got punched as well?
Well, he wasn't in Israel, so...
No.
He was in Thailand recently doing shit, and he, like, knocked over someone's shit.
This guy!
And, like... Four fucking people and a dude with a machete came up to him. They're like, yo, you want to fuck?
Yep. This guy.
You want to fuck?
This guy. Yes. I remember that clip. Yeah. He's walking around saying, being like, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to be a dumbass. Knocking shit over. And they went.
Yeah. Like he's like walking by like a someone's like stall, right? Yeah. In like Thailand in like a market. And he like fucking hits some shit off their stall.
Mm.
And immediately the dude's like,
So it's on.
Yeah. So like, you want to fucking go? Like,
this is the problem with Japan. We explained this before. When it comes to nuisance streamers, Japan is literally their haven. It takes them too long to get shit like started. It takes them too long to like form a case against you because they want to slam dunk every time. So you have time to be a nuisance. The members of the public aren't gonna like be as aggro. They're gonna move away from you. They're gonna be annoyed about it, but they're not gonna be as aggro. When you leave Japan, bro, you're done. You're actually done. If you leave Japan to even Korea, it's gonna be way more aggressive. Imagine being in fucking Hongdae and you're like, oh, I'm gonna fucking nuisance stream. You're gonna get your ass stomped.
Someone will fucking stomp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem as well is with the nuisance streamers in Japan, because they're being so annoying, there are like Twitter accounts that have been created.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
It's like fucking Johnny Somali Watch or like nuisance streamer watch.
Yeah. There is a Twitter account dedicated to following the activities of Johnny Somali and basically like documenting them, being like, he's doing this now. Yeah. Now he's in Israel doing this. He was wrestling with when he got beat up. That post like appeared on my timeline, and I was like,
yeah, yeah, yep. I've seen it too. I actually just saw it when I was going.
Bro, praise be. Yeah, because they're tracking it.
Yeah, Dan. Like I agree. Imagine doing that in a country where every person over 18 is military trained. Yeah, that's Israel.
That's Israel. That's Israel.
Look what happened. It took like he was there what, less than a week.
Yeah, you know, beat the fuck up. I mean, that's it, though. I mean,
but the problem is the beating wasn't severe enough.
It was
because he's still doing shit.
This upsets me.
Bust his fucking leg.
Honestly, yeah.
Or something.
Unless you're breaking something, you're not going far enough.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you've not gone far enough. There's a certain. We threw the man in prison.
Right. That didn't stop him.
Didn't stop him. We fined him a little bit of money, a little bit of a fine, you know? Mm-hmm. Didn't stop him. He went to prison for a little bit in Israel as well. He got his ass beat. Didn't stop him. We got to escalate. It's the only thing to do.
I mean, at this point, right? Or he's just going to keep... Because he said that he's going to keep doing it, right?
Yeah, he did.
So, again, like, I don't know what his situation is now as far as, like, being in prison in Israel or whatever.
He's out. Like, he's leaving the country. He's basically told to leave.
Oh, they've deported
him
already.
They're like, no trial.
Just like, you're fucking deported. Bye-bye.
Do you think it will end when he's eventually deported from every country in the world? Maybe that's what he's
doing. At this point, he'll be dead before that.
That's true, yeah. Ooh, especially if he goes to Europe. Like, some areas in... Because Europe looks nice. Europe's like, wow, old buildings. Ooh, history.
Yeah.
But you fuck around with the wrong area of Europe, you're going to get stabbed, like, quick as well. Like, with the quickness. There was that one homeless streamer, I think his name, I forgot his name. His whole thing is like, he's a homeless streamer, but he's a streamer nonetheless, you know?
Right.
And he was in like a really bad area somewhere in America. Like, people are pulling up in cars and he's like fucking around with his little camera being a dickhead. And they just like stole his phone, like stole his camera.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, they stole my stuff. It's like, yeah, what did you expect? You've got a camera attached to your chest and you're walking around at like 2 a.m. going like,
well, I'm streaming. I think that's like... At this point, like, that's kind of what you have to do, right?
Yeah.
Is if he has dedicated himself to, like, I will stream no matter what, prevent him from streaming.
Prevent him from streaming. Break his camera.
You don't have to. It's going to be way easier to cop a repair fee in court if things go fucking sideways
for
you than it is to, oh, I punched him in the mouth, right? Yeah. Like, just bust his shit.
I'd break his camera. I like axe the camera to death. And then in court, I'd be like, I fell.
Yeah, I tripped. I dropped it by accident.
I tripped. I fell. I tripped. This was like an axe kick. No. I was keeping my balance with right? the axe kick. Yeah. What do you mean? Axe? Okay. No, sir. That's a shoe. Hold on, sir. I got a YouTuber who reviews axes. He can testify that that shoe, not an axe. And thus you got to let me go. Simple as.
Right.
Simple fucking as. Yeah. Break the camera, smash the phone.
Because at least then it's actually affecting him like monetarily.
Yeah. Right? He's gonna keep buying new cameras, buying new phones, keep smashing things.
Yep.
Constantly. Important when you're smashing a phone, guys, don't smash the screen. Turn the phone around, aim for the camera.
Oh, if it's like an iPhone, I'm bending that thing like a fucking piece of spaghetti.
Bro, if it's an iPhone, I'm sneezing on it really hard. That's just shatter the phone.
Yeah, if it is an iPhone, like that thing's going to be a fucking graham cracker quick.
Bro, if it's
like,
an iPhone, easily. Especially the new ones. Apparently the new ones are made of like fucking soap shards.
The new ones, I've seen people like grab them like this and just be like, wink,
I love my iPhone 12 Pro Max because it is a bulky fucking phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I've dropped this so many times. You can see from the base as well. Before I had a case, I dropped it so many times. No damage. Perfectly fine. Works amazingly. It's like, nah. It was, you gotta update to the new ones. And I'm like, no. Until I've seen a video of someone dropping the phone, screen down, picking it up, and the screen's okay, wouldn't do it. Mm. Couldn't do it. It's not worth it. Like, no. Anyway, break his shit. I think that's the only way around it.
I think that's like, you know, just do it, right? Yeah. Like, what's, like, ultimately, at this point, right, he's been such a fucking nuisance that if he files anything against someone, the court's gonna laugh at the dude, you're right? Done. Like, it's gonna be like, oh, he broke my shit. And it's like, well what were you doing?
What were you doing?
Oh, he was harassing me. Oh, well, okay, that bro, seems like...
Any situation I've won, we go, all right, let's say I beat him up. Mm-hmm. I beat up his other annoying streamer friend, and they're like, court case. We're taking you to court. We're going to sue you for $1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 they go, ooh, I got a lawyer. I requested a trial by jury. I want a jury trial. And then it's a wrap. We're done. We're picking juries. I would like at least one or two Japanese people. I would like some black people in there. I would like some Christians, if I can. I play the one video of him going, sexually harassing the one police officer, another one about the Japan thing, mm-hmm. play like him being a massive cunt to like...
At this point, it's like, oh, you're intentionally being a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
People at that point go, oh, you probably deserved
it. Probably deserved it. Didn't you do? You beat him up, you go jury trial, you stack the jury with weebs. You've won.
You've won. It's game over.
Game over, man. You've won.
You need one dude with the fucking kamikaze fucking
bro. Headband. He's like
guy next to him is hentai.
Can you bring in the jury? They all have like different headbands. They're all in cosplay. It's like, he's like sweating. He's like, oh fuck, dude. It's
two of good. The seats are just waifu pillows.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's two waifu pillows. I'm just part of the jury. One guy looks normal. Johnny's like, oh God, thank God. At least one normal guy takes his shirt off, full sleeve, Uchida tattoo, fucking Sharingans all down. He's like, jury number seven, Christian. No, sorry. Call me by my Japanese name, Daizo. You're like, this case is mine. This case is mine. Bro wants to be called Daizo. He's going to cast Genjutsu on these cunts. I've won. Game over. What are you going to do? Fucking dude. They'll be like, wow. Quickest jury deliberation. They didn't even leave the room. they didn't even leave the room. They did it right there. They didn't even leave the fucking room.
Court starts. It's like the jury would like to have their consensus immediately.
The jury finds you
guilty.
The jury finds you being a saucy baka. It's 20 years in prison.
the greatest crime.
The greatest crime of all. The jury has written down their verdict in katakana. Your Honor, motion to Nihongo Chelsea. Oh, dude. Wait, I want this trial. I want this trial, dude.
Oh, man. If only.
If only. Oh, it's so good. Find a defendant. Yuruti. I don't dispel it in katakana because I play a lot of Guilty Gear. Ooh. Oh, fucking.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's.
Tokyo Fresh told me to suplex him into the Dotonbori River. No, we'll take that. That's you can get out of that.
I mean. It's not that
that's
bad.
That's good stuff. Nah, it's not that
he'd
bad.
Survive, and that's the unfortunate
that
reality.
That is the problem. Looking at the other like nonsense streamers, I'm surprised. I thought there were no more nuisance streamers in Tokyo. I guess I've not heard, sorry, in Japan.
Mm.
I guess I've not heard much about this other dude who's on it, but hopefully Japan does what he does, and he blows up just enough to get his ass beat in Tokyo. Then that's the
oh, someone country. Beat his ass? Okay, who's this? I don't want to watch a good ass beating.
Who beat his ass? Oh, no, I'm saying hopefully someone beats his ass
oh,
as well.
Oh, I see. You mean other people after
Yeah. Because he already got, like, punched, which was great. Right. But now we need like a full ass beating. I think that's only going to come once. What's the word? That's only going to come once he pushes the barrier a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? Like until he gets that far, until he's like really pushing the barrier of like really like fucking up things for people like living in Japan. It's going to be this the entire time. There's going to be no respite for those living in Osaka.
Yep.
Sad times, honestly. Hopefully. We pray. We pray. We take moments to pray. But yeah. Oh, fuck me. Well, guys, we'll keep you updated on the Johnny Somali thing, as we said we will, because fuck this guy.
I mean, it's just a never-ending circus, and it's the Schadenfreude every time.
It's good.
Is great, because every time it ends up with him getting literally punched in the
face.
I'm
not sure what he's doing currently. I'm not entirely sure what any of the nonsense streams are doing. I only tune in when
something happens to them. Yeah.
I want to say, especially for those who are... Apparently, a lot of people who watch his streams are like, hate watching his streams.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, apparently, that's the thing. Like, people are watching his streams and like, donating to play bad sounds to get him like, beat up and such. And there's a very small minority who are like, we're fans of this content because we're 12 years old. And I got to say, for the people who are hate watching his streams or like, hate watching his clips or like, hate watching his content, unless he's getting his ass beat, do not engage in the content.
Mm-hmm.
I've explained this before. If you don't like a streamer, if you don't like an influencer, if you don't like what someone is doing, watching what they do is the worst thing you can do. Because any eyes on the content, good or bad, that's still eyes on the content. It shows like the companies, it shows like the streaming services or whatever, that this person is making content that people want to see. They're not going to dive too much into the content. They're looking at the pure stats, the pure numbers.
Right, yeah.
You know? If you don't like his content, do not watch it. Block him, mute him, unsubscribe, but I don't know. But do not give him eyes, because the second you start doing that, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. Like, he's going to keep building a following of not only hate watchers, but like other weirdos who like generally like watching the content. Like, and your view could be what the algorithm needs to push him to like other spaces in the internet. You know what I'm saying? Ignore him. Yep. Let him do what he's doing.
Let other people who are reporting on news report on
yes.
it, because like someone somewhere is going to report on this.
Yeah, they will.
Bullshit.
And then we tune in to watch the clips that aren't affiliated with his channel to have a good little shine exactly, for it to laugh. That's how it's done. Good episode. Good content. Any last thoughts, David?
I don't know. I was because I was on Reddit where I got the original link to the thing. I was just looking at some other.
Oh, the bullshit? Is a lot.
Yeah, on R Tokyo. It's some kind of weird stories. Like, this is kind of a weird story.
Go on.
Not that we need to extend the podcast any longer, but weird crime is weird. Stolen $65,000 USD gold bowl found in a Tokyo secondhand store.
I'm sorry, what?
So, a pure gold bowl priced around 10 million yen was stolen from a Tokyo department store last week.
Okay.
It was confiscated on Monday at a secondhand store in the capital, according to police.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
That's so... Wait, did someone steal it and then pawn it?
Yes.
That's so fucking funny.
Masaru Horie, who was arrested Saturday for the thief, is believed to have received about 1.8 million yen for the bowl at a different secondhand store in Koto Ward. Ooh. It was then resold to the one in Taito Ward where it was confiscated.
Fuck.
The 32-year-old allegedly stole the vessel around 11:40 a.m. on Thursday. 11:40 a.m.? This is the middle of the fucking day.
This is why he got caught so fucking easily.
No, he got away with it. Because he got away with it to go pawn it. He stole it at like lunchtime.
Wait, why was it? It was lunch, that's why.
Well, maybe, I don't lunch, know. Yeah. Anyway, apparently it was on display at a special exhibition sale at a Takashimaya department store, Nihonbashi branch. He allegedly sold it to the store in Koto Ward at about 1:30 p.m. So he got it there in Nihonbashi.
Straight
to the store.
He's a man of focus.
Presenting his identification. That's fucking
stupid.
Well,
there we go.
Why would you... your government-issued identification immediately after stealing a 1.8 million yen bowl?
David, you gotta follow the law. You gotta follow the law, David. Yeah, you gotta follow the law. I mean, that's
the process, the rules. You gotta follow.
You gotta follow the rules.
Rules are the rules.
The rules are the rule. You can break the law. That's fine.
That's fine.
No one cares about the law, but the rules, David. You can't break the rules. Like, I imagine he went there and he's like, "This is a stolen bowl," and he goes, "Kira kira, great, genius, excellent. I'll give you 1.2 million yen. Fantastic. Okay, now fill in this paperwork with your name and address and your ID. Need it for my records. Can I photocopy your ID? Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, for the records. Yeah, the records, the rules.
Okay, wait.
Fucking idiot.
Listen to the quote that this motherfucker gave police as to why he stole it.
Go on.
Jorge told police he thought he could use it to drink tea from, but ultimately decided that it was better to sell for cash.
Are you fucking serious? You can't get... That's not an excuse.
So wait. He stole the bowl with the express intent of drinking tea from it.
No.
Not to sell it.
No. This is the classic, the old tea excuse. I know this one well. He's like, oh, if I sell, I was going to sell it. I'm going to get in trouble for theft, you know? But if I say I was just drinking tea, you get a slap on the wrist. Like, oh, friend, you know, he was jonesing for a cup. Couldn't be helped. It's the old tea excuse. I wanted it as part of my tchotchkes. Like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah, of course. Why not? Little
collection? Ah, it makes sense. I add them up. What a fucking idiot. That's brilliant. Wait, 11? That means, I wonder if he actually made tea out of it. Because 11, he must have gone home, brewed a pot, been like, it's going to be great, poured it in the gold, forgot, oh, gold, conductor of heat. This cup is fucking
hot.
Fucking hot. This cup is roasting. Can't even touch it. Bad teacup. Pours the tea out, rinse it out. Oh, what do we do with it now? I guess sell it. Do you know what? Let him go. I say let him go.
Let him go.
I say let him go. That type of brazen planning is right. Just him. Bro, let him go. That's fucking hilarious. That's brilliant. How long did it take the police to catch him?
Well, apparently they caught him like...
The next day
Fuck. When the guy turned it in. Because I guess the guy in the pawn shop,
yeah,
the second pawn shop, because, okay, he sold it to one, then that one sold it to another one.
Mm.
Why? I'm not sure. That seems weird. But... Maybe money. he knew he's like, oh, this got is getting fenced.
This kind of like, hot. I have no idea of it. Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then my story is I didn't know it was stolen.
I had no idea. Stolen? I mean, not even German. That's great. It's a great dad joke.
So good. Wow.
Sorry, that was really good.
But yeah, like, so obvious, the first guy could be like, oh, I didn't know it was stolen as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it seems very weird to receive an item and then immediately sell it the same day to a different pawn shop.
No, it's you're suspicious as fuck. It's clearly stolen, you fucking dumbass.
Right, yeah.
Nah, everyone's going to prison. I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I've noticed the Japanese legal system works, that you buy the cup, all right, you've bought the cup for one point whatever million, right. And the police, and then you're out 1 point whatever million, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna get that money back? Because the police will not give it back to you. Insurance is not gonna give it back to you.
Yeah, no.
So you go fuck.
Now I'm out. The million yen.
I gotta recoup these losses. Bang! I'll sell it to a different pawn shop. He'll buy it.
Yeah.
And then my losses are recouped.
My losses are like not so much.
Yeah. Now I don't give a shit. Now it's a case of if they go, the thing was fucking stolen. You go, I didn't even know.
Here's what I imagined the situation was, right?
Mm.
Guy at first pawn shop, comes in and says, hey, I want to sell you this like fucking golden, whatever.
Yeah,
and he's delicious. Like, you know, checks it, whatever. It's it's actually gold, like, you know, whatever. And he goes, okay, I'll give you like 1.8 million yen or whatever. And the guy says, cool, awesome. He hands it off.
I'll take that. Yeah, nice.
Leaves the door. And then the guy turns on the TV and it's like, 10 million yen bowl from Takashimaya was stolen this afternoon. He's like holding it in his hand still. He's like, fuck.
He's like, I know what I'll do. I'll call old man Takahashi from pawn shop extravaganza and I'll fucking sell it to him instead.
You know what he should have done?
Go on.
He should have sold it to like a tea shop.
That's odd. Yeah.
For like nothing.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Should have sold it to a tea shop and be like, oh, here's this gold bowl, whatever.
Yeah.
And then like have someone else come in and buy it and just like, pass it around really quickly to a couple places and then just been like,
I don't know.
Don't know where it went.
What are you talking about? Tea bowls? What are you talking about?
Right, because he could play the idiot at that point because he didn't actually steal it.
Nope.
Right?
That's what I would do. I would get the bowl, immediately fence it up to someone else. Like someone, I'd be like, this is going to fucking Germany. Or I'd melt it down. If the gold is worth as much money as
gold,
if it's
then
actual
you can melt
gold,
it down and it's
I'll melt it down. Like, if the gold is worth that, if it's like historical value, thus it's worth 10 million, useless to me.
Yeah.
But if it's like...
No, it's literally like a solid gold
bowl. Melt that bitch down. What do you waste? Oh, we got to keep the what? Fuck the what? Melt that down. Now you've got a gold brick. Sell right, the gold brick.
No one's going to...
No one knows. This guy fucked up. He should have stolen the gold bowl, just melted it down, and then sell the gold. Be like, oh, hey, dude, I have gold to sell.
Right. Because it's very clearly because the bowl is in gold.
Yeah.
Is worth more than what he paid for it.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
Yeah.
Because it says that it's worth like $65,000 or 10 million yen.
Nice.
He bought it for one. So even if it sells for 2 million yen,
he made
a million yen.
People are bad at this crime thing, I'm telling you.
Why there's no crime in this country?
Oh, there is, but it's just really dumb crime. Well, stupid crime.
I mean,
well, there's no police in this
expertly
country.
Exhibited by this story.
Yeah, exactly, idiots. I would have got the bowl, melted that bitch down, police coming, hi, welcome to Jordan's Pawn Shop, can I help you? Oh, yeah, bowl got a sold here. Bowl? No. We only sell chunks of miscellaneous metals here. What are you talking about? That's the various shit I've melted down.
Because, like, couldn't you... I assume that you could, like, get rid of that gold bar pretty quick.
Yeah.
To like, some kind of
any
place.
Jeweler.
Yeah,
You go to...
Oh, imagine how much gold that is. Like, if you walk up to a jeweler and be like, here's my brick of, like, gold.
Real gold, yeah.
And it's, like, an entire it's like an ochawang, right? So it's like one of the bigger...
Nice.
I mean, there's a picture here. You could look at it. Like, it's a significantly sized cup.
Yeah, sell
that. Like, it's not...
Yeah, sell that.
Yeah.
You melt it down, and then you sell the gold like 2 months later. That's what I would do.
Yep.
Wait for the heat to die down, sell it. What are they going to do?
Oh, you're in trouble for... We heard you melted down a golden cup, and... I guess the problem there is that, like, the guy who originally stole it knows... That where he sold it to, now you're like,
what do you mean? Who are you? He walks in.
Sure.
It was this guy. Who's this? Ah, this is the guy who stole the golden, but the one from the news? Mm. Oh, this guy stole it? Yeah, he said he sold it to you. I'd remember that.
Right. I've already melted it down.
He's clearly lying. So He's a thief. You're trusting his word over mine?
Mm.
Honest businessman Tanaka Jones? Are you crazy? I'm the owner of Bits and Bobs Emporium.
Isn't a jeweler going to call the cops if you walk in with a brick of gold? No.
No.
No, I don't think so. Because there's a pretty big industry of actually like reclaimed gold from pawn shops.
Yep.
Like people will bring in gold with like, you know, in... jewelry or like whatever.
Mm.
And it is more economical than trying to sell the thing again.
Yep.
It's more economical to melt it down, remove impurities. Yeah, you lose some weight from the gold, but whatever. And then make it into bricks to sell to people to actually use to make other
more jewelry. Things. Yeah. It's way better. Or like wiring for like shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's better. No one would question it. No one's going to question it. No one's going to be like, why do you have gold? I work in a pawn shop, you fucking idiots. Why wouldn't I have gold?
It's primarily what I trade in.
Dumbass. That's like going into a game store being like, why do you have games, you fucking dumbass? Get out of my store. Serious customers only. Read the fucking sign. It's in Chinese as well. Get out of here. Melt all my fucking gold down.
You're not wrong.
Hell yeah, dude. It's got to be done. But yeah, smash it. Idiots. Oh, I'm going to fucking... Nice. I agree. It's like a Monty Python movie. So stupid, it's genius. I assume that's my joke. Thank you. No, there is not a new Japan Silk joke. Go on.
No. I'm just like, I'm looking at stuff like, oh, I've read that pawn shops have a rule where if you sell them gold coins, they will melt them down. And like, no. Not coins.
Well,
not if they're rare.
No. People will sell the coins. Coins are worth money as they are as coins, basically. Yeah. Like every time. But yeah. Very good. Next week, we should do like a wacky news story thing. Because there's some weird... I have seen some weird news stories going around. I'm going to do a little news episode next week, probably. That'll be fun. Should we do that?
Sure.
Fuck yeah. All right. We'll find you guys some...
The people that are in the chat, I'm just going to link you a YouTube video of like, here's the fucking process of... pawn shop specifically melting down gold.
Thank you.
There you go.
Excellent.
Take a look.
Enjoy. Don't say we don't teach you anything with this episode. Next week, we'll do We'll do a little episode about weird news happening in Japan. I've seen some weird ones. So I definitely want to like make a little list.
Okay.
And then I'm away in the UK for like 2 weeks.
Yes. So I don't know 100% if there'll be an episode that week. If there is one, it will probably, we'll have a substitute.
Yeah. Probably Jay will come on or someone else.
Someone else.
Yeah. It'll be cool. Okay, guys. I'll leave it to you. I'll see you guys next week. I'm loving to leave you. I gotta go edit a video. I'm so far behind my edit skill. Hey, guys. We'll see you next week. I'm loving to leave you. Have a good weekend. Bye, guys.